Here on Radio Jackie today, I've got someone very special joining me.
I'm Jonathan Long. I'm one of the senior leaders, senior volunteers at First Team Scouts.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning. Now, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about the history of the Scout group in Cheam Village?
Yeah, so First Team have been at the heart of Cheam Village since 1928. And since then, we think we've had in excess of 3,000 young people through the group. We operate three sections, that's Beavers, Cubs and Scouts, and they meet on a weekly basis and they can additionally participate in other outdoor activities, particularly the older age groups. So, for example, weekend camps, week-long camps, usually an annual week-long canal cruising expedition. So, for example, in my case, I spent probably over 1,000 nights away on various adventurous scouting activities.
How has the group been part of the community over the past 100 years, would you say?
I think we've been a very key part of the community. Our doors are always open to anybody. Of course, these days it's both boys and girls. As I say, we've probably had in excess of 3,000 members, and that's people who are really beginning to come into our meetings. They have great fun, great experiences, and they obtain skills for life, and they become, useful members of communities.
Now, touching on the current situation, I know the group is in urgent need of adult volunteers. Is that right?
Yes, well, we're in a bit of a problem at the moment, though, because the group is run by a very dedicated but diminishing number of volunteers. We're highly enthusiastic. We're all unpaid. But people like myself, who've been around for 50 years now running the group, really have reached the stage where we need to step back, and some of our younger members need to take up our roles and we need to backfill them. So we are in a position now where we really, if we can't get more adult volunteers, we could end up having to close the group down, which quite frankly is unthinkable after so many years within the Cheam community. Our particular problem is with Cubs. They're aged 8 years to 10 years, and the situation there is becoming critical. We've sadly already lost one Cub pack due to lack of adult volunteers, and we really don't want to lose the second one. So we need another adult or two to help out with our Cubs. And additionally, we could do with some more support for our Scout section. That's the slightly older age group of 11 through to 14 year olds. So yes, that's where our pressing need is. But above that, we still need somebody to take over overall leadership of the group.
And how important would you say it is for the kids that are part of this group that the group stays open?
Well, we've got 80 young people involved at the moment. We have a substantial waiting list and enormous demand, and more than we can satisfy for children to join scouting. Obviously, for the 80 young people we have today, if they lost their Scouts or Beaver Cubs and Scout meetings, it would be a huge shame for them. And they're going to miss out on a lot of things. They're going to miss out on all the fun and the friendships they've made over recent years in scouting. And of course, they miss in their opportunity for future development.
And can you explain what roles are needed? So what would new volunteers be doing?
So we need adult volunteers who are happy to turn up on a regular weekly basis. Our meetings are great fun, actually, but they range from sort of fast and furious games through things like cooking, craft, team building activities, problem solving games, that sort of thing. And we need adults who are going to come along and initially start working with our existing team of volunteers, learn some skills, and then start helping to actually take on responsibility to run some of those activities. It is great fun. The children really enjoy it.
And what happens if the group doesn't get new volunteers, especially in time for the centenary?
Well, bluntly, it closes, I'm afraid to say. We can't run a group without volunteers. And we need enough volunteers to make sure that we can run a safe and exciting programme for the young people. As you say, our centenary is coming up in a couple of years' time, and we'll be delighted to hear from any former First Team members. We can be contacted at www.firstteamscouts.co.uk, and we'll be trying to contact as many of them as possible. But it would be a great shame if we have to close the doors after so many years in the Chin community.
And who can apply? Is it 18 plus, I imagine?
Yeah, so we need adults. So we're looking for over 18s. It can be anybody. You don't need any previous experience. The Scout Association and ourselves will provide coaching and training as necessary. I would say for volunteers, you know, it can be very satisfying doing this. It's great fun. You know, it's good for you personally for learning key skills like working as part of a team and leadership. It is sociable. I've made very many friends throughout my life with scouting and keep in touch with all of those now. But above all, I think helping the next generation to grow up as confident, useful members of society and giving them skills for life is kind of a reward in itself.
Yeah, you kind of just touched on my next question there. How has it benefited you personally and the other volunteers giving back to the community?
Well, as I say, I've made a lot of friends in scouting in the UK and overseas, quite frankly. I've learned a lot of skills. I've had a great time, a really good time. And I think putting something back into your community is something we can all do. And something I think we should all do that. It's part of being an adult in our society. And I think scouting is a great way in which you can do it.
And can you share any stories or achievements from the group that highlight the impact on children and families?
I think the very fact that every year we offer our scouts a full week at summer camp. We offer them four weekend camping trips. We offer a full week on the canals on a canal boat. And that will probably, give people a huge amount of excitement and enjoyment. A lot of our current scouts have done more than 50 nights away with the group, taking part in things like canoeing and rifle shooting and archery and paintballing and all those sorts of things that scouts get up to these days, as well as traditional things like bivouacking and, of course, cooking on an open fire, which is a skill in itself.
Absolutely. And how quickly do you need people to step forward to ensure the group survives? Is it as soon as possible, I imagine?
Yeah, it very much is as soon as possible. And we will run out of road on the Cubs by the middle of this year, unless we hear from people. So, yeah, this is really getting quite serious now. We've struggled for many years. So we've lost one Cub pack already, and that was 10 years ago. And we just simply couldn't get people to step forward and take up these roles now. Which is a huge shame.
And if the group survives, which it hopefully will, and continues, what would the centenary celebrations look like? Because that is, a massive achievement getting to 100 years.
Well, we're kind of discussing that at the moment, but previous celebrations for our 50th and our 75th, which I was around for both of those, they involved, putting together former group members, a bit of an exhibition at our headquarters, a chance to meet up with your fellow chums from your scouting days, which is great fun. We've had a formal dinner in the past and we've had a sort of Thanksgiving gathering together. So, yes, it's been enjoyable and significant moments, shall we say.
Finally, what's your personal message to people in Cheam Village who might be able to help?
My personal message is get in touch with us. Get in touch with www.firstteamscouts.co.uk. We'll have a chat with you, probably me. Come up and meet us. Come up and try a test evening out or two if you like. Come and see what we do and come and get involved. Put something back into your community.